Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org 88.1. Wow, we've had a lot of guests on today. Christina
Liu.
We're
really putting you to work today. It's like the marathon of shows.
So it's talk of the town now. So it's really facilitated and run and managed by Christina Liu, Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead Department of Services for the Aging, and also producer of the radio show. And to date, there's no one that has a longer title. Maybe a longer name, but not a longer title. So, wow, Christina, you pulled together quite a show today.
Yeah, yes. It was really quite the informative show. And you know what I said I always love about the show, no matter how different the topics are that we could arrange, it always seems to be that whoever is talking the topic is so invested in the topic.
I know. The passion is like...
I mean, that was, obviously we had very different, segments with
right,
each person,
right.
But
yes.
They all, in their own way, are kind of in the right position for themselves, and it's always nice to say the passion that's behind it. And it's great that we have the opportunity to spread the word on all those different programs. So you did a fabulous job.
Well,
thank you for covering.
Thank you so much. And it was so nice to meet you and have you
as
the
perfect
goal.
Fit, definitely, for our show.
So exciting.
Yes, it was really good. And I really encourage people to please check out the film festival because, during the break we were talking about how really wonderful it is that there is something for everyone to
well,
see.
Well, definitely. I know Graciela and I both have circled several movies.
I know. I saw they were very busy here. I wish there could have been. I saw you two very feverishly circling things.
I'm definitely going to Deconstructing the Beatles Magical Mystery Tour. That looks really great. And I'm sorry I missed. This guy did the same. They did a movie on him last year where he was deconstructing Sgt. Pepper's, mm-hmm. which probably was fascinating.
Yep.
So, and the Frank Sinatra and On Borrowed Time, all these great films.
We all have in front of us this beautiful brochure.
Amazing.
So I really encourage people to call 311. If you're interested in this, because it's such a good way to be able to look through and figure out what you'd be interested in seeing. So definitely check it out. And I really love also that they do that making memories with movies and music. We had her actually on a couple of months ago to promote this program. And, it's really been kind of the wave of things, and so many studies have been done, how it really makes such an impact, with people suffering with Alzheimer's and dementia, and these memories really.
Yeah, we did and memories.
And that's what I thought when this first came out, that's immediately what I thought of, and it's so powerful and amazing to see, how that can help people. So it's great. And
we got to keep the arts in schools.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's such a shame that they're getting cut, because there's so much.
There's so much, absolutely.
There's, really help in day-to-day life. I mean, music helps. There's no doubt about it.
But, certainly. So
what's going on in the town, Christina?
Well, the town
what's
is
happening?
Quite busy. I just want to remind people that we have a lot of great programs and groups over at Project Independence. And for any of those things, you always can call 311 or 869-6311. We have a few changes going on, but we're happy to announce that a lot of our social discussion groups are back up and running.
Right.
We had to, do some changing around with who's facilitating it, but it is all established now. So I just want to remind people that we have our social discussion group over at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library is now going to be facilitated by Audrey Dinsdale, who's one of our fabulous social workers. This is a great group. It's been going on for a while now. It meets on Thursdays from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. over at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library. So please check that out. They also offer a men's group that meets over at the Parkville Library, and this will be facilitated by Gail Sellis, who's one of our fabulous gerontologists. So she'll be over there. That's Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30.
I'd like to say, thank you to the Parkville Library for letting us use the rooms and have these programs.
No, and a lot. We're very fortunate. And I'd like to actually start getting them back on, because what we did, we had representatives from different libraries on the show, because we have so many wonderful libraries in North Hempstead, and a lot of them offer space to us, because the Shelter Rock Library has really been offering a lot of space as well for programs. So kudos to all of these wonderful libraries out there. We encourage people to go to the libraries as well. We also have our Blankets of Love group we'll be kicking back on. That is Audrey Dinsdell will be facilitating that. And Blankets of Love, I mean, they we're fortunate to get to see the amazing things they make. So this is for all those quilters out there.
Right.
And they do make such beautiful, beautiful blankets. They're all donated to a worthy cause each year, whether it's in Nassau County or in the city. They look to see who could really use these blankets. Right. And they're beautiful.
And what they do is, I guess, they each
make a little,
create a square.
Yeah, they make squares, right. And some people get very ambitious. Because they were dropping some stuff off, and it was these giant blankets. So, you know, on their own time, they were doing this. And they're really absolutely beautiful. And so this group meets on Tuesdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. So I just really want to spread the word that these groups are all up and running, and to definitely go and check that out as well. We always promote on here, too, the great programs that go on at the Yes We Can Community Center. And we're very fortunate that we have Dr. Rosenblatt, who is actually a PI member, and he is a volunteer who does these current events group over at North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center. And it's Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's really great. You know, mm-hmm. I said we're so fortunate in North Hempstead, and especially in Project Independence, to have, you know, seniors who have so much to offer.
Right.
And so much, and the fact that, you know, we're a very small staff at Project Independence.
We are.
Beck could vouch for that as well.
Yes.
So where we would love to be running around everywhere, there's only so many of us to do so. So we're very fortunate that these volunteers are willing to help provide these groups. And it adds a special component, I think, to the program.
It definitely does. You know, last week, last Friday, I went to Yes We Can to kind of facilitate Friday because Gia was unable to be there. And it starts out with the balancing class.
Which is completely full now.
Which is...
Yes, Gia said, we cannot tell anymore. You know, it is completely packed to the brim, the class.
And the funny thing was, it was a day when Westbury and Call Place was having their Halloween party. So we assumed that there would be, you know, it would be like half the class size. So we only set up for half the classroom. Well, of course, we had to break out all the chairs. So it's a lovely program. And then a good portion of those people then go to the discussion group with the Rosenblatt. So I was sitting downstairs in the Project Independence Lounge, which is located at Yes We Can Community Center, attached as a classroom where they set up for the discussion. And the room gets very quiet, and they're all talking. There's about 10 people mm-hmm. in there. And following that is the coloring program, where the laughter was unbelievable. You know, usually it's like mindful and people are quiet, but they've all have such a beautiful camaraderie now.
Oh, that's so
and I went in there. I'm like, what are you guys laughing at? And they're like, you wouldn't get it. It's stuff from when we were kids. And I said, okay. But it was just so lovely, not just to have the program and not just to have it in this location, but the relationships that mm-hmm. have developed within each group. And it's people from all regions, because no matter where the program is,
right, anybody can go.
You can go.
No, I think that's so important to mention back too, because, you know, these programs have been going on now for a while, and they really have become, you know, part of the daily life of these people. You know, Fridays, that's what they do. And it really is nice that you're able to kind of spend your day there, and there's like a little break for lunch. So if you want to have lunch,
right.
whatever,
yes.
you know, it might be. But I love with the Color Me Comm classes, that actually meets at 12:30 p.m. as Beck was talking about on Fridays. And what's so great about this is that it really is a social thing too, you know. So whereas
totally, yes.
it's relieving stress and your mood, and you know, as opposed to doing it by yourself, you know, it's fun to do it in a group too, because as you said, you know, you can start laughing over things and having a conversation while doing it. So I think it's really, really wonderful. And I love that Project Independence too really tries to kind of grow with different trends, you know. I mean, and you can't go into a store without seeing these adult coloring books everywhere.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
You know, and they have it for like every possible theme. So I think it's great that and these programs are being attended.
And
know,
and speaking great. About the coloring comm, is they're using it in therapy and programs
yes,
now
absolutely.
Too. For so it really is beneficial, and people are really truly enjoying
no,
it.
No, and it's, you know, like the Gold Coast Film Festival, Project Independence certainly has something for everyone.
I believe so.
You know, there really is. It's really a great thing. We also want to remind people that our fabulous vans are going to be at November 5th, will be at the Yes We Can Community Center. And on that day, the Yes We Can Community Center will have our St. Francis screening van that does diabetes screenings, cholesterol tests. They'll give you education. They also offer flu shots. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't, you know, received one of those, you can get that there. They'll check your blood pressure. And then also they'll have the audiology van, which is a new partnership we have. And this is with Milneck Center for Hearing Health. And you can go on there. These buses are absolutely stunning as well. You know, you can get a free hearing screening on this van. And it's this beautiful van. There's a bathroom on the van.
Yeah.
It's really, and I love both of these. You do not need to make an appointment. So if you happen to be in the area, you could just pop in. And I say it's kind of a one-stop shop for free health screenings. You know, you could pop in one van and then go to the next. So we really made it pretty easy for you. So there's no reason not to attend.
Yeah.
And throughout, you know, the year and into 2019, they'll be going on. We'll keep promoting all the different locations. So.
It's wonderful. I mean, the town really has great partnerships with all these agencies. And we're able to bring these, you know, community health vans, and when we come back, I definitely want to talk about
the veterans
VA Medical Center's mobile unit. So when we come back, we'll be talking about that at length, and the 3 days that they're at Clinton Martin Park and all the services that they provide. So we'll be back in a few moments. Project Independence and You.